the other, his counterpart.
I don't know.
The guy who, you know, stops crimes.
Oh, a policeman.
Uh-huh. And the place where the fireman stays?
Fire hall.
Fire hall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the place where the policeman stays?
Police station.
Okay. Say someone were arrested for drunken, for being drunk out in the street. Where would he be taken to spend the night?
At the jail.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a drunk tank?
Yes, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any difference? Are they
both
the same?
I don't know. I think it's just that. I think they have them in the same building here.
Okay.
There's a lot of discussion about that right now. That's cool. That they're taking up so much room. We are so short of room in the jail, and the drunks are taking up all the room.
That's funny. Well, what are they planning to do with the drugs?
I don't know. They haven't planned to do anything. They haven't come to any conclusion about anything. Now it's in a state of flux.
That's funny. All right, what do you call the little weapon that a policeman carries for protection?
Nightstick.
All right, what about the one that shoots?
A gun.
Okay, can you tell me different kinds of guns?
I'm not up on guns.
Okay, neither am I. I wouldn't even know what kind of answer to expect.
No.
All right, what do you call... Do you know any names for prostitutes? Names that are used around here? Slang names? Or...
No, I don't.
Okay. How about the place where prostitutes work?
Oh, it used to be the Red Light District. It was what it was called in the old days. I think they're everywhere now.
Okay. They're not confined to the area anymore. All right. What about a destitute person who just lives in the gutter and doesn't work?
What is it? I should know.
Somebody who hasn't got a job. It hasn't really got a place to live.
That's where my brain's gone again.
We may not have a special word for it. I wouldn't. Would you call him a derelict?
I wouldn't call him that.
Okay. Have you heard them call that?
Yes, I have.
Do you know a term for a really cheap hotel where these guys can go?
Flop house.
Okay. Do you have any maybe church-sponsored missions or something?
Yes, there are some. Yes.
Okay. All right, what do you call the drug that people roll up in a cigarette and smoke?
Marijuana.
Okay. And what are some hard drugs, some worse ones that you know of?
Well, I read about them. Oh, dear. Cocaine and I can't think of it. I read about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Do you know what cocaine does to the user?
Well, it's a very bad thing. I know. It's become addicted to it.
Yeah. Alright, what do you call? Would you call someone like that a drug addict?
Yes.
Okay. Any other terms?
Not that I know.
Alright, how about the person who supplies the drug addict?
It's
with
a
drug?
Pusher. I read all this in the paper and hear it on television.
You can't avoid it, really. It's everywhere. All right, what about one of those little shops where if you're poor and you take in a nice television like that, you might get $40 for it. And they keep it for you for a while.
Uh-huh.
It's usually in the poorer neighborhoods. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think I do.
People take in diamond rings.
Flea markets.
No, it's not like that.
No,
it's something
that.
That's designed to. It's not really good what they do. Cause they take your diamond ring or your.
Oh, a pawn shop.
Right.
Pawn shop.
Okay. What do you call a theater where X-rated movies are shown?